Sport on RT Radio 1 with the Kia EV6, Irish and European Car of the Year. For more, log on to kia.com.
Not for the first time, Des Cahill, no stopping Erling Haaland.
No, he's got an extraordinary record. Since he joined Manchester City, he's played 12 games and he has scored 19 goals. It's unbelievable. Last night he scored two more as Manchester City beat Copenhagen 5-0 to make it 3 wins out of 3 in Champions League Group G. They took Haaland off at half-time when they were 3-0 up. It was like giving a break to the others. But his teammate, Jack Grealish, couldn't help chuckling when reflecting on Haaland's ability.
Do you know what? It's unbelievable, honestly. I've never, ever witnessed anything like it in my life. Just the way for the first and second goal, I think I was just laughing because I was just like, how? He's just always there. He's always finishing it. It's a pleasure to play with him at the moment. When I was walking back, I think after one of the goals, maybe the third one, the keeper said something to me and I was like, what? And then he was like, this guy, he was like, he's not human. And I was like, bro, no, I was like, you're telling me? He's unbelievable, honestly. He's a pleasure to play with. He's so humble. He's great around the place. And that ain't me just, you know, bigging him up. That's the God's honest truth. And hopefully, you know, he can carry on this form and fire us to glory. I'm loving it at the moment. You know, I think my last, you know, 3 or 4 games, I've loved it. You know, I feel back to myself, you know, playing with that sort of freedom and playing with a confidence. Hopefully it'd help, you know, if I got myself on the score sheet. I was desperate tonight, especially in that second half. But, it's all about enjoying it and winning. And that's what I'm doing at the moment.
Yeah, I love listening to Jack Grealish. You know, he played underage GA in Birmingham until he was under 15 or something. But anyway, he's a hugely entertaining character. In the other game of that group, Dortmund beat Sevilla 4-1. Now, Chelsea, meanwhile, had a 3-0 victory over AC Milan Stamford Bridge. Great win for them. They really in a big chance of qualifying from Group E now, and it takes the pressure off Graham Potter as well, the manager. So, big win for them. Salzburg beat Dynamo Zagreb 1-0 in the other game. Celtic, though, face an uphill battle to qualify for the knockout stages after a 3-1 defeat against Red Bull Leipzig in Germany. With the game tied at 1-1, Celtic goalkeeper Joe Hart made a bad error to concede the second goal and they struggled after that. Here's the Celtic manager, Ange Postecoglou.
Look, I think we've shown in both games that we can compete at this level in terms of, you know, matching what the other teams have to offer from a team perspective. We've created chances in both games. We've limited the opposition to chances they create. So, you know, now it's about, obviously, you want to get to the next level and capitalise on those things we do. But, you know, that's still a process. And for us, it's another big challenge tonight.
How is it for you playing against a team which is going to open up more, like Real Madrid did, comparison to usually back home having to play up against teams who are happier to sit back?
Yeah, good challenge for us again because, as you said, it's how we want to play our football. We want to be aggressive and we know that Leipzig are certainly going to be that and that's going to test us, you know, both with the ball and without the ball. But again, that's the evolution of the team. That's, we want to play at this level. You've got to be able to match it against different style of opponents and different strengths they bring. And from our perspective, it's about relying on our team structures to do that.
In the other game in Group F, Real Madrid maintained their lead in the group. They beat Shakhtar 2-1. And elsewhere, Lionel Messi scored a sublime goal for Paris Saint-Germain in their 1-1 draw at Benfica in Group H. Now, amongst tonight's European games, obviously our focus is on Shamrock Rovers. They're in Norway to play Molde, with Rovers manager Stephen Bradley saying they can still qualify from their European Conference League group. He reckons they'll need 2 wins and a draw from their remaining games. But he does feel the Norwegian side is the strongest in their group. West Ham are away to Anderlecht in the same competition, while in the Europa League, Manchester United are in Cyprus to take on Ammonia Nicosia, now managed by Neil Lennon, while Arsenal are at home to Bodo Glimt of Norway. The Irish women's team will be glued to the TV tonight to watch the game between Scotland and Austria because Ireland will play the winners next Tuesday in their World Cup playoff. It's strange having so little time to prepare for such a big game. The FAI has announced also that the final series of games in the League of Ireland Premier Division will now take place on the night of Sunday, November 6th. An unusual move but they've been moved from Friday night because Shamrock Rovers are playing their last Europa Conference League game in Sweden on the Thursday night, and it's traditional that on the last day of the season all games are played simultaneously. After leading his side to this year's All-Ireland final, Galway football manager Pádraig Joyce has been proposed for a 3-year extension by the county board management. In rugby, the emerging Ireland side will bid to round off their tour of South Africa with a 100% record when they played the Cheetahs on Sunday. Yesterday they made it 2 wins out of 2 with a 28-24 victory over the Pumas, helped by 2 tries from James Culhane. Here's the Irish coach Simon Easterby.
Initial reaction is credit to the players who, you know, they stuck to task the best they can. At times it was tough going. It was hard to probably get a feel for the conditions back home because it was tough going. A lot of lads were cramping up, and the second half was probably a lot faster than the first half. It was a little bit stop start the first half. But credit to the lads, they came through, and could have been a game that, you know, we could have easily allowed them to score at the end, and we didn't. And there'll be lots of things we need to fix. There'll be lots of good learnings from the performance, both individually and as a group. But, you know, I guess a bit of pride in what we did at the end, and we managed to get the win.
Now, an extraordinary boxing story. Promoter Eddie Hearn may seek an injunction today after the British Boxing Board of Control announced that Saturday's fight in London between Conor Benn and Chris Eubank Jr. is prohibited and not in the interest of boxing. This is a £17 million pay-per-view fight. Benn returned an adverse analytical finding for trace amounts of a fertility drug. His promoters say he has not been suspended and he's free to fight Eubank because his B sample has yet to be tested. But British Boxing governing body stepped in last night, issued a statement saying it would not be sanctioning the fight. Finally, in racing, Johnny Murtagh and Ben Cohen had a double at Navan yesterday with Mile End and Maristella, and today's racing is at Thurles and it begins at 2 o'clock.